Even if the sun ceases to rise, even if the wind stops to blow, but the name of Sligo Rover will shine and shine forever.
This is the Rovers Review on Ocean FM, and this is the top four in the SSC Airtricity League Premier Division this evening. Shelburne, 48 points from 26 games, they're leaders. Second are Derry City, 46 points from 27 matches. Third are Waterford, 40 points from 27 matches. And right on their tails in fourth place, Sligo Rovers, also 40 points from 27 games played. They are 8 points off the lead, Sligo Rovers, with 9 league games to go. Now, it's still a long shot in terms of title aspirations, but Sligo Rovers are firmly in their mix, mainly thanks to last night's 2-1 home win against the leaders, Shelburne. Goals from Will Fitzgerald in the first half and from Wilson Mowero in the second, helping give John Russell's side all 3 points. He had to watch the game from the stand as he served the first of a 3-game touchline ban against Shelburne this weekend. Ronan Flanagan was on commentary duty for Ocean FM on Saturday night at the showgrounds.
I suppose what really helped was the fact that a lot of people have seen maybe an injustice from what happened last week regarding penalty decisions awarded against Sligo Rovers, and there was a lot of talk online, particularly regarding those decisions, and that kind of, I suppose, built up a bit of, I probably wouldn't call it tension in the ground, but maybe, I suppose, maybe try and right the wrongs of the previous week, and I think you could sense it really kind of early, even before the game, that there was, the crowd was arriving early. Before the turnstiles were even open, there were people waiting outside the gate, waiting to get in and getting in to support the team, and I think that really kind of set the tone for the remainder of the game, definitely.
Where did John Russell, the Sligo Rovers manager, watch the game from?
He watched the game from the back of the main Tracy Avenue stand in the kind of smaller press area.
The wooden press box.
The wooden press box, alongside Tom French, who incidentally, of course, is also suspended. He received a 3-match ban for, I suppose, for protesting the decision of the referee the last game against St. Pat's, and John Mahon was in there with him as well. So the three lads were, I think, I'm not sure where they probably were, probably hooked up in some way to the substitute bench in some way or form, whatever the way they do it now. But certainly the three lads were kicking every ball in the wooden press box.
Don't be giving away any secrets in case any FAI officials are listening, Ronan. So, yeah. And in terms of the character of this win, I mean, Shelburne are the league leaders. They had a wobble, not a wobble, but they drew nil all last weekend. But we know Damien Duff's side are very well organised defensively and have shown they can take down teams at the other end too. So what impressed you most about this particular Sligo Rovers victory?
I think it was probably the fighting spirit. It's been such a drastic change over the last number of weeks. Is the team just seemed to, I don't know, is it just a total buy-in really, that think maybe just go for it, just see what happens, just work hard, fight for every ball, try and win every tackle, you know, and the results are coming from it. And I suppose that kind of has been, from watching down through the years, some occasions it has been quite suspect, but something has just flicked, and it's that kind of the togetherness, and they all seem, they seem quite a tight group as well, and that seems to reflect in their performances as well.
Well, let's hear from the man who was standing in for John Russell last night, given that the manager was beginning his three-match touchline ban, and that was the Rovers' assistant boss, Ryan Casey.
We had a big knockback last week. We didn't want to keep going on about it, but the performances have been brilliant all the way since the break, and we deserve more out of the game last week. And you can either use those things as a thing that'll knock you back, or you can use it as fuel to kind of keep you kicking on. And we knew these lads would use it to their advantage, and they're such an honest bunch of lads, and you can see that tonight. They leave everything out there. They work their arses off for each other, and their distances, and look, they're just the great bunch of lads to work with. They deserve to win tonight. Look, we played better football, but we're playing a top team. They've been top of the league for the whole season, so the work rate had to be there, the concentration had to be there. And it was, and that's what got us the win tonight.
You mentioned that work rate. I suppose some teams you might see, if they go 1-0 up and then concede one, you'll be kind of thinking, oh, geez, what's going to happen now? But once again, fighting spirit from this team to just claw back and get the win.
Yeah, look, they've shown it over and over again. We've took knocks this season and we haven't folded, and we seem to kind of come out stronger when that happens. And again, they showed it tonight. Like Shelburne, to get a goal back, you fear, oh, they're gonna throw everything at it, and they did. But the boys stood up, and they to a man, they defended unbelievably well, and we still created chances on the counter attack as well. But yeah, they take knocks, but they keep coming back, and they're just such an honest bunch of players.
And John Russell, who's kicking nearly every ball and signed himself and Tom French, so it's something you hope you wouldn't get used to.
No, geez, look, I don't know how he does it, to be honest with you. The gaffer is in the hot seat tonight now, and I felt the heat all right. Yeah, my heart's pumping here. But look, I enjoyed it. But look, the work is done during the week. It'd be more of a loss if the gaffer was missing during the week and not for game, because all the work that's done, he lays out the game plan, he does what we do, all the video prep, he gets his message across clearly, which he always does really well. And at the end of the day, when the game kicks off, it's down to players and decision making. You know, hopefully we can prod and maybe make a few subs that hopefully make an impact. When you make subs and they work, it's great. When they don't work, you're useless. But the lads made an impact tonight when they come off the bench again, and they have to, like, so we were delighted with it. Yeah,
and the cup next week, it's another game to be looking forward to as well.
Yeah, look, we've got to prepare now. This game is gone. UCD is massive for us. We want a good cup run. The club is always synonymous with the cup, and we've gone out early in previous years, and we really feel like we can put a cup run together. But UCD are a good side. They're confident, and we'll be fully prepared for them next Saturday.
Ryan Casey, Sligo Rovers assistant manager. Rovers play UCD in the FAI Cup quarterfinal next Saturday night at the Showgrounds, 7:45 kickoff. Listening to your online commentary last night, Ronan, with Gavin Dykes, he was effusive in his praise. Well, he always is for centre halves generally, but Ollie Denham's match performance for Rovers drew a lot of glowing praise online among Sligo Rovers fans. He has been one of Rovers' impressive performances since coming from Cardiff City. But I gather his display last night was right up there.
It was colossus, Austin, to be honest. He mixes both things, you could say, really. He does the stuff that maybe Gavin might have been associated with, the tough tackling, the clearances and all that, but also he's so comfortable on the ball, holding on to possession, his distribution, his ability to bring the ball out of defence and maybe start an attack or two. I think he is just... His game seems to have upped a level as it goes on. And like we mentioned earlier on about Shelburne and the players that Shelburne have and the players they were bringing on, the likes of Matty Smith and Ryan Tullock and all these guys. And it's not just last night, it's other games when the likes of Derry City, Shamrock Rovers, like big names in the league. And every time he just seems to relish the battle, and just more often than not, he's coming out on top.
9 league games to go for Sligo Rovers. They're 8 points off the lead. It's probably ambitious to talk title contenders, although mathematically the evidence and the form book suggests, why would you not think like that? But what's realistic now for Sligo Rovers at this point? We need to couch it in the fact that Shamrock Rovers, who are 3 points behind, have 3 games in hand. Shelburne are 8 points clear and they have a game in hand on the likes of Sligo Rovers and Waterford. But having said that, the points are in the bag. Rovers are 8 off the lead and there's still a lot of football to be played and another round of matches.
It's just keep it going. Like, it's a, as Gavin mentioned kind of at the end of the game, that winning is a habit, and this team seemed to have found a way of winning matches even when they're under pressure, even if the other team get an equaliser, they're managing to get that second goal. Where normally, maybe if the other team equalise, you'd be fearing the worst. As I've actually asked Ryan after that, like that's what we probably normally would associate with Sligo Rovers teams. If they went 1-0 up and then the other team got an equaliser, maybe the other team might go on and get the winner or third goal even. Whereas this team, they can go on and they can get the winner. And like looking here, I suppose that they've the last seven games that they've scored 15 goals and only conceded 5. 3 of them have been from open play. And like the ingredients are all there to. There's what, 9 games left in the league. There's, dare I say, minimum amount of games left in the whole season. There's probably only about 13 in total. Like, you know, you can, I say dream, because just keep trying winning games and, you know, God knows what could happen, yeah.
There was a stage earlier this season, a few Sligo Rovers fans are wondering, is John Russell the right man to lead Sligo Rovers? I think it's safe to say the committee at the Shogun showed courage in sticking with him, and that faith has been repaid in spades. And I don't think there's any discussion now at this stage but that John Russell is the right man in terms of the players he's brought in this time around who have flourished, who are finding a new lease of life. Are all the doubters quiet now?
You certainly don't see much of them anymore. And in fairness to him, like he said, yeah.
You saw a side to him last night that underlines his passion for this club when he was surfing a touchline ban.
Yeah, like he got up near the end of the game, about 5 minutes before the end of normal time, and just kind of got up, and he was amongst the supporters, and he nearly was a supporter. He was a supporter himself in the stand, cheering on the team, kicking every ball. And then at the full time whistle, like as part of the ban, he isn't allowed on the pitch after the game. So he was there clapping the players off the pitch and raising his fist, and they were looking at him and having a good laugh. And then the fact that younger supporters actually came up to him and he could sign a few autographs and take a few photos, like that kind of stuff, I think he's that wouldn't have happened just say this time last year. He probably would have been ran as quickly as he could to get away from the supporters, but he's faced it up. He has said that to trust in him, to believe in him, and as you mentioned, the players he's brought in have been revelations. And yeah, there seems to be no doubt of anyone's mind now who's the man to lead.
Yeah, and the onus was on the players ultimately to step up, and they have stepped up.
Like people say, there's some people say, oh, if they didn't have Ed McGinty, but you're only as good as the players they have. Like the players they have, like Niall Moran, for example. A lot of talk about Niall Moran last year, and that Galway clearly wanted to sign him. But he's got the captain's armband, and his performances seem to have just gone up another level. And I don't know, since the break, whatever it is, it's just been one hell of a trip, yeah.
Ronan Flanagan speaking to us earlier today. He was on duty for the Sligo Rovers Shelburne game on Saturday night at the Showgrounds. Rovers' next match is the FAI Cup next Saturday night, quarter-final at home to UCD. One man looking forward to that game already is Rovers' man of the match on Saturday night against Shelburne, defender Ollie Denham.
It's a massive 3 points, especially after last week of dropping the points so late on. I think it was important today that we dug in and managed to get all 3 points.
You mentioned that dug-in factor, I suppose. You know, going 1-0 up, it's always a tough lead to have. And then, you know, Shelburne get one back, you're kind of thinking, oh. But to show the character to come back and get that second goal, it says all about this team.
Yeah, 100%. I think the current run of form we're on as well has helped with that. You know, we didn't drop our heads. We didn't, you know, slow down. We kept going, knowing that the goal would come if we kept going, and it did.
Talk to me about this crowd. I suppose this is your first year at the club. How important are this crowd to this team?
Oh, massively. I think, you know, last 10 minutes then we're massively under the pressure, you know. And then the fans, they're the 12th man for us. They're what drives us on, you know, to keep going and, you know, to keep them out.
And next week is the cup game, so I suppose fighting on all fronts really now at this stage.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think we've all said that we want a cup run. So, you know, we're not going to be any different to how we were today. We're going to be 100% from the first minute to the last whistle. And, you know, we want to win the cup. So we'll give it our all.
Ollie Denham speaking to Ronan Flanagan after Saturday night's 2-1 home win against Shelburne. The cup quarterfinal is next Saturday night at the Showgrounds at 7:45. What about the Sligo Rovers women? They're still awaiting their first league win of the season. On Saturday night, they went to Athlone and lost 5-1 against title contenders Athlone, who are joint top of the table now with Shelburne. And of course, they are the reigning FAI Cup holders. Rovers played most of the game with just 10 players following the first half dismissal of Bonnie McKiernan. And Rovers manager Tommy Hewitt, is understood, was sent to the stand at the start of the second half as well. One positive note on the evening was a first senior competitive goal for Sligo Rovers teenager Anna McDaniel, a very talented sportswoman across a number of disciplines. She scored her first senior goal for the club in Athlone on Saturday night. But they remain bottom of the table on 3 points after 12 matches, some 7 points behind the team just ahead of them. They are through, mind you, to the quarterfinals of the Women's FAI Cup. They'll be away to DLR Waves.
Even if the sun ceases to rise, even if the wind stops to blow, but the name of Sligo Rovers